Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Brother and Sister Podcast. I am your host, Pug Flavor, and my co-host is
Tressa Michener.
And we have a super special guest in the house today, y'all. I would like to introduce to y'all my brother, Mr. Fred Foreman.
What's up, family? What's up, family?
You bringing back some memories, man. I feel like Tony Tone right now.
Yeah, well, Fred, man, I'm telling you, man, it's an honor and a privilege to have you here, first and foremost.
And I appreciate it. It's an honor to be here with y'all, too, man. Yeah. It's family time, boy. I mean, y'all don't even understand right now. Yeah, man, it's been a minute, and it's been a lot of love that's always been shared. It's a true friendship because we kick off right where we last started off, so It's always love.
So, and it's really awesome, man. We talked maybe, it was maybe a year or two ago, you told me you're playing. Then the last time I talked to you, I said, where you at, man? You almost got a place up here, up in uptown.
You was in that for a while, though. You've been doing it for quite some time, right?
9 years.
For you to say, I'm going to do this, and then you actually came through with it and did it, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so impressed, because that was a big deal to me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now you're uptown, you know what I'm saying? You got the whole place up there, and, non-profit, like, you know, getting in, just a part of the community, a staple in the community that's really helping the community. You know what I'm saying? With food, with helping the kids, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, no matter what the color of your skin, nationality, whatever the case may be, you help all people, like one nation, one blood, you know what I'm saying? That's really impressive, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
That's right. And I just want to talk about how did you actually go from desiring this to actually fulfilling it?
All right, so the discernment was it was in the shower. You know how God works,
yeah.
Right? Either in the shower or on the toilet. That's just being real. You know?
Right. That's right.
That's when he give you all your.
That's right.
You know, for the people who have who knows meat, God deals with when you're naked, and that means when they said David used to rip off all of his clothes, what he doing was getting naked before God. That means you're just telling your truth.
That's right.
All your everything that's in you out.
That's
so
right.
I was in the shower when he gave it to me. Initially, I thought for sure that it was uniting my wife's family and my family because they got along.
Right. But
there was no companionship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We never cooked out. We never did anything family oriented. No Christmases, no Thanksgivings, or nothing like that. So I initially thought it was like, okay, all right, God, I got you. I can work that. I can rock that. You know?
Right.
And I was like, I get with P.
Right.
So
that's right.
We'll make some moves. We'll make it happen. But that wasn't it. Got heavier and heavier. And as the nights went, I lost sleep. And revelation started kicking in. And he was like, he said, no, I want you to unite all people. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
You want to unite your people, but you want to unite everybody.
Let me deal with mine.
Unite all people.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what
right.
I wasn't feeling that at all because it's just too much that was going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love Martin Luther King. I love Malcolm. I love all the greats that was before me. But that's the vision. That's the piece that he gave me. When he started really revealing to me what I was going to be doing, it actually paused me. Yeah. I was like, I'm a little different.
Right.
That's right.
They walk up on me. I'm going to deal with you.
Right.
But I had to learn how to deal with folks. Mm-hmm. The whole process all through school. When I sat back and I started thinking about how God was pulling me through it, he made me class president 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
It's majority white school.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He made me homecoming king in 12th grade.
Right.
Majority white school.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had to go back and reflect. You know, even when I was in the military, he made me the leader of the platoon in a majority white platoon that we was in.
Right.
So I started looking at the diversity levels that he was putting me at consistently through my life.
Right. And if you run from it, he's going to put you right back in front of
right.
it.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
going to handle this.
You're going to handle this.
Right.
Yeah. And then I look at, you know, when we used to go to the clubs, when I was in college in Maryland, I'd go to the clubs and I would cats be ready to fight. Yeah. And I'm right there in the middle, but I got one side know me.
Right.
They're like, yo, that's North Carolina boy. That's that, you know what I'm saying? That's that country boy.
That's right.
And the other side's like, yeah, that's NC. That's
right.
NC.
Right.
So both of them know me. And we go into the club and they want to fight. And I'm like, you know, I get the leaders and I'm like, yo, let me chop it up with y'all. We got all these women in here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is corner mind.
Right.
This is back in
the corner mind.
This is corner mind.
Yeah.
So we and I was like, yo, fellas,
yeah,
all these women, right?
Right.
And y'all want to fight.
Right.
It don't make sense.
It don't make sense.
Help me understand.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, me, the way I was back then, you know what I'm saying? I tell you what, y'all sit tight. Let me hold. I'll be right back. So I go get a group, female, bring it back to that section.
Yeah.
Y'all want to fight, then this is what we're going to fight about.
Right. That's
right. We're going to have a purpose.
That makes sense. Right. Yeah.
God always showed me ways of unity. Mm-hmm. Is what I mean by that, and I lost a lot of sleep through multiple nights until it just really hit me, and he took me to the scripture. It wasn't
Acts 17.
It wasn't Acts 17. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the first one. First one was actually Proverbs 28. Oh Lord, have mercy. The tongue, life and death lies in the tongue. Mm-hmm. Power and right. Them that love it.
Proverbs 18:21.
Mm-hmm. Life and death lies in the power of tongue. Mm-hmm. Them that loved it. Eat the fruit thereof. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, words have a play on everything that you do.
That's right.
And no matter what it is.
Say that one more time.
Words have a play on everything.
Yeah, she be talking big on that you do.
I always tell everybody power that same thing. It's the power of the tongue.
I had to get out first.
Power of the tongue.
Okay. Power of the tongue.
Yeah, I know you were going to say it, Paula, too. Yeah. I beat you. She always winning. But finally got me one in. Okay, my bad. Let's go. Get back in. Paula, too.
You got to push it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the first scripture that he based it off of.
Right.
And that stuck with me. I was like, okay, so everything that I speak, and that went from my children, that went from my wife, the times that we was getting ready to go to separation, times that we had all our feuds and fights, times that I lost my connection with my sons.
Yeah.
I had to rebuild that. The only way I could rebuild it was in my actions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
It was my tongue.
Say that again. Your actions and your tongue.
Actions in my tongue. Yep. But the tongue got to come first.
That's right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the manifestation is your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But your tongue has got to come first, man. So when God showed me that, that shifted.
That's right.
That shifted me greatly. And then I've always worked with kids. I was a peer mediator in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always worked, you know, been some type of mentor.
Right.
All through life. And then, you know, I've been coaching youth football for, God knows, over 20-something years.
Yep.
So that was the step of bringing the kids in. The foundation for me was if I can take the poison out of the children,
right?
Yeah.
Then I can eradicate racism.
Right.
That's right. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
That's the vibe.
You're starting at the root. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only way. What people don't realize is trees go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And with trees go both ways, you got one that's going toward the sun and one going towards the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
Which way you gonna choose?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And the only way you can reattach yourself is to go down there and get that root.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the beauty of it: is everything that's in darkness, that's where your love is at. That's where your growth is at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think, you know, when a baby's in the womb, that's total darkness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they're actually growing.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? In your pain, is growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And that's what racism is. Mm-hmm. Right. We got to go to the root of it. Take that pain part out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's too much poison we don't put out in the world.
I love it.
That's right. And I like what you said, though, because we all grow in those dark places. Because
mm-hmm.
I know you know my story, too. It was that dark place that got me to where I am now.
Yeah.
So, like you were saying earlier, too, you got to face that truth.
Oh, you got to.
But you got a lot of people who don't want to face that truth, but that's one part of growth, and that's one part of growing is facing that truth so that you can come out on the other side and so you can help that next person. But if you ain't never willing to face yourself and show your own truth, how are you going to ever grow or teach somebody else to grow?
Right.
Indeed.
That's awesome, man. That's
no
awesome.
Testimonies.
So tell us more. Just tell us more about it. I know I've seen you on different Facebook lives and different things, uniting the people at different locations, putting on different events, out there trying to combine the people, supporting the people, telling people to come out and join. So tell us about these events and if you got some events coming up.
Yeah, we're definitely a little bit part of it.
Yeah. How can we help?
Oh, man. Put me out there.
Put me in the game, coach.
Put me in the game. That's wild, man, to be honest with you.
Right.
But, yeah, it's a blessing. I mean, the way you can bring anybody together is food. We all know that.
Right.
You know, food bring, it's yep. all different cultures. Yeah. Right. And that goes with every culture, from caveman to yeah.
everybody
to
gotta eat.
Yeah, right. it's everybody love to eat and everybody gotta eat.
Right.
It just depends on where you're eating from and what you're eating.
Right. Right.
But definitely. I do fundraisers every last Friday in Clayton. Mm-hmm. So I cook a barbecue, a smoked barbecue, and I can't believe how many people have not had smoked barbecue
right.
in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I bring that, and I do that every last Friday of every month, because that's what Clayton has, their special, where all the restaurants and everybody stay open a little late.
Right.
So I do it for lunch and dinner, and I sell plates.
And where is that at?
That's at 436 East Main Street, okay. Clayton, North Carolina.
Clayton, North Carolina.
Yeah, Main Street.
Yeah.
It's in Shafella's building.
Right.
She's a caterer. She's awesome at what she does.
Awesome.
But it's in her building. The office space is there.
And so people can come out the last Friday of the month and barbecue, support your fundraiser for smoked barbecue. Do you have anything else that you do with the smoked barbecue?
So it's smoked barbecue and then smoked chicken, macaroni, green string beans, and then a rolling. And a drink.
Oh man,
it's $20. I mean, it's okay. You know, yeah. it's a fundraiser.
But they can donate more.
Yeah. Oh, you know,
you got any plates on you? Yeah. Car or anything?
Huh?
You got any plates on you?
Stomach that food to bring it, boy.
What? It's going down. Yeah. It's Friday, man.
Yeah, man. And then we do it big on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has been a beast, but it's been a blessing.
Right.
Thanksgiving this last year, we knocked over 5,300 people.
Oh man!
So that was huge.
That's huge.
That was
so
that's
like the biggest. You had it at your. It came to the place, or like you all went out into the public. Or
yeah, we went out to the public.
Gotcha.
Yeah, COVID stopped the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to do the place too, man. We started out the first time I did it. I fed four families.
Mm-hmm. Oh man! Yeah,
and then. After that, it just kept.
Four families at 5,300. that's a big change.
That's a big change, man.
Man.
Yeah, that's
in
awesome.
9 years, that's a flip.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real flip. But we did that. We do that every year. We've done Johns County, Wake County is the main thing, but now I'm trying to reach out to more like Benson.
Other places.
Yeah, because we haven't really touched Benson. I've done a lot in Johnson County, but just not everywhere in Johns County. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to get everywhere in Johns County locked down
right.
before we move so far out. You know, Wake County is a good stretch. It's not nothing bad, but I'm here in Johns County.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I get it.
I'm trying to feed my people here first.
Put some more events together.
Yeah.
Get more people out supporting, showing the love, talking to the people, getting them more involved, because this is what this is all about, because we want everybody to know and get more involved with what you're doing, because it's a good thing and it's a good cause.
Right.
And to make sure that everybody understands the One Blood movement, so that you can get that support backing you, because it takes a support system to push this thing.
Right.
So just for to open up other people's eyes who don't know, you know, what's going on, and even people who in other states that's listening to us and stuff, they got the opportunity to also donate and help support mm-hmm. and help that movement, because you got people all over that want to help. You know,
right. Yeah.
So that's the thing, trying to get it out there so many people can help, you know, develop the communities and connect the dots. You never know. You may be in another state where One Blood, maybe a whole One Blood state, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the because God's dreams and his visions are way bigger than ours.
Right.
So, I mean, the stuff I'm saying to him is small. It might be even big to us, but it's totally small to him, because he does so much greater. And that's what he wants for his children, because he manifests himself through us.
Indeed.
So when he's doing that manifestation through us, what he's doing is he's showing people, and we're showing people by allowing ourselves to be used by him, that the kingdom of God exists now.
Indeed.
So we're able to allow him to manifest himself through us, so that they can see, okay, he real.
Right.
And that's what we want. We want people to touch, to understand that he's real.
Yep.
Yeah.
In every area of their life.
Mm-hmm. Every area.
Yeah. And I like what you said when I was talking to you about the podcast, the way you said a certain word, and I was like, that's pretty slick. I like that. When I said about being on the podcast, and then we like had everything settled, you was like, let's grow. You ain't say let's go. You said let's grow.
That's right.
I was like, that was pretty slick.
I love it. I love it.
You might
hear that
in
a
rhyme or something. You're going to see that down the line, somewhere down the line. So I'm going to give you props now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I appreciate it.
I got that from my man, you know what I'm saying?
And that's how we do. That's what growing all about.
That's right.
That's it. He said, let's go. He said, let's grow. That's what I'm saying. I like that. Let's grow together, you know what I'm saying?
That's the only way we can do it. I just took a step of faith.
That's it.
I ain't gonna lie, man. The last 2 years, I stopped podcasting, I stopped social media, and this is a key point because I want people to understand who does, especially motivational and speakers and people who will do a lot of podcasting or do a lot of stuff that's on social media. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful with your spirit.
Right. Oh yeah,
that's trans. Because spirits transfer.
That's right.
So I stopped doing stuff for like 2 years. Cause I went through a real heavy depression.
Right.
And it sucked me to a real low and a real. I mean, I kept one blood going, but I wasn't strong enough to be public.
Mm. Right.
I was just strong enough to hold the forefront down.
Right.
To make sure everybody still stay fed. And,
that's right.
You know, like the bills stay paid.
Right. Right.
But I went. I did not want to push that spirit out there to anyone to else to attach it to.
Gotcha.
To hurt them or damage them because that's not the game.
That's right.
Right.
What it made me realize is I can't do it on my own.
You can't. Right. Nobody can.
And that's what got me.
Yeah, nobody can. That's why we tag team life.
And you know, when we started this whole podcast, we had like me, her, a whole another group of people came together. They, you know, so we got a team behind this thing.
Whole,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me and her. It ain't me and him. But just like...
be careful with the word.
He'll be fighting us after we finish this now. We're going to fight him here, but we're fighting afterwards. But, you know, but yeah, that's the thing. That's like what Pug's saying. It's it was a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. But Pug the one really had a vision for the podcast. He used to always keep telling me he had these dreams, and he kept seeing himself speaking and talking and talking like we talking now.
Yeah.
And we just took this leap of faith, and the next thing we know, we had somebody that with us. Well, they said they wanted to back us, which we could have a whole team behind this. It ain't just me and him.
Yeah.
So it's a whole team behind this that helps us, you know, to get it out, get everything going, helped us get everything set up to where we need to go. So that step of faith, God took the other steps. So you might see me and him, but it's a whole nother group behind this.
Right.
You know, so we understand that support, but, you know, I know it's difficult with one person because it's difficult with us too, but we understand that everybody needs that support. And so that's why me and him tag team together, because we want to be the support for other people.
Right.
Like what you're doing and what other people are doing, because we understand the support system. And if we wouldn't have got the support we got behind us, you know, we'll still be in a dream. But I think, and I hope Pug don't mind me, because people don't probably won't even expect this or think this about Pug, but he's always loved God.
Oh yeah,
and the thing about it is, but let me tell you, hold on. Let me tell you, he might edit this part, but let me tell you.
No, don't edit it.
And we was talking about this because I always believed in fasting and prayer.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, Pug had went on a 7-day fast. Mm-hmm. He didn't do nothing but drink water for 7 days.
Right.
And so all this time, all these different occasions, he kept telling me, you know, he keep doing these interviews. But I believe when Pug took that step of faith for that 7 days with nothing but water, that's when all of this came about. Because the next thing we know, when me and him got to talking, this is when all of this came together and we had the backing behind us to support this, to put this out and to keep moving forward. But it didn't happen until him. He just kept having all the visions.
Yeah.
So when he took that step of faith to say, okay, I'm going to put these plates down. I'm going to do this, you know, for the Lord. I'm going to do this for me. But, you know, of course you're seeking the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's when all of this came about. So, you know, it's people probably don't see Pug in that light of spiritually fasting, but he went without food for 7 days.
Everything ain't meant for everybody to see.
Yeah, and I know what. And fasting is one of those things that's not.
Right.
But I just want to tell people who may be struggling in their faith.
Yeah.
So that's what the comment is for, not to say what he's doing, but for people who are struggling in their faith and they're trying to get to that next level, or trying to get to that next thing, or just trying to understand, God, what do you got for me?
Right.
Or God,
that understanding.
Yeah,
because life,
kingdom,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the kingdom of God is within us. So you got to tap into that seed that's already there, so that you can get that purpose and that plan. But if you never exhaust this flesh, you never can get into that. You can never tap into it because your flesh is running so rapid. Your spirit can never live. It can't thrive like it need to.
Right.
So,
like I said before, we need that help. Everybody need help.
Yeah, you need that help, and that's where that he pushed it forward for that help. And the next thing we know, here we was and had a whole team backing it.
Yeah, we doing real good. We got, you know, I got a whole board.
Mm-hmm.
Finally,
that's good.
Got a whole board.
That's awesome.
That financial backing has been that's been that hit. Right. Yeah. Which is always
anything
starting
out. Yeah,
but it's
starting out. Start. It's always. Mm-hmm. But my brother's always been there. One of my other homies is Deacon Barnes. He's always been there. Mm-hmm. And Gigi, the lawyer. So mm-hmm. we got a strong. I got a strong base.
Support system. Mm-hmm. That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? Strong, real strong base. That's been my foundation. That's been my right. rocks mm-hmm. To keep pushing forward. But financially is the part I've held on to. Everything else they held on to, yeah. which is right. normal because I'm the one like you. I'm the one right. with the vision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the one with the vision is the one that catches the heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the one that deals with yep. everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you're truly right. It's inside. I always tell people the apple falls from the tree with the seed inside of it. Mm-hmm. So the greatness is there. You just mm-hmm. got to plant. You just got to, you're the one that has to grow it. And
yep.
people like you and us, we're the ones that water it.
That's right. That's right.
That's why you're doing these podcasts. Right. You're watering somebody else's spirit, somebody's mm-hmm. seed.
Like I said, DJing, the whole music thing, and, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like all that played a part for this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I record pretty music. Much. I record myself. I do the beats, and I do this, and I do that. Mm-hmm. And all that transition kind of to this moment, yeah. kind of mm-hmm. sort of, you know what I'm saying? I'm recording right now. I'm editing. Yeah. Like, and it's just a God's blessings on yeah. top of that when you look in love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. And it's like that God just, he just put all the pieces of the puzzle together. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and it was me and him both with the pieces to the puzzle, but we didn't realize we had the pieces. You know right. what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we didn't realize.
I told her a long time ago. Yeah. I said you want to do this podcast? She was like, I don't know.
I showed him. He kept saying it for a long time.
See what I saw? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then once I kind of took the vision off and said, put this on. Look at this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Let's try it.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, one thing led to another. So. Yeah. It's definitely beautiful.
That's a blessing, man. That's mm-hmm. a blessing. Yeah,
I'm proud of y'all, for real.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah. We're proud of you.
We're proud of all proud everybody, of proud of each other.
Yes. And that's what it is about pushing each other to grow, pushing right. each other to their next level,
let's
pushing
grow.
Each other into their destiny, pushing each other into their future, mm-hmm. because we here for only a set time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only a set time. So we don't know the time we got, but we can use the time we do have, like right now we're breathing, to help manifest and push that forward, do our part for the Lord and do what we can do right now, because we don't know the time. We just got this little time that we know that we're breathing yeah. right now mm-hmm. so that we can do what we need to do.
Yeah. You got to awesome. Keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Do you like dealing with kids and stuff like that? I know it's like mm-hmm. a sports and all this stuff and like, you know, do you ever have like troubled kids come in that you have to counsel? And
that's my favorite. That's my favorite.
That's good.
Yeah, I love them, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. The at-risk kids. Oh God.
Yeah.
That's the best ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. They so hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They so hard.
It's the upbringing of how you know everything out of day gangster this is gangster yeah. that the hardcore mm-hmm. lyrics and you know everybody want to play a part in this illusion.
Yeah.
But they just got to realize it's an illusion. You guys just got to let the kids know it's an illusion. Right. You guys don't really do that. And then at the same time, some guys really do that. Like
you got
so, it's like a seesaw. You got to kind of it got to be balanced out. You know what I'm saying? So
I
definitely. So a lot of kids coming in like troubled kids,
mm-hmm. like the ones with court cases.
All right,
mm-hmm. The ones that's the ones that for me that's the ones that has the most gift for life.
Yeah. Right,
it's
right.
just it's just mm-hmm. not structured.
Yeah. Right, you got to be structured out of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You know the Bible is based off whole structured love.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and that's what I give them. So you know, them cats, man, it's real hard once they get a taste of me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I take them outside.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
old school.
Right,
yeah.
right.
I mean, you want a book? I'm a man out here. Let's go and get this out of the way right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But while you doing it, go and do them push-ups.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and sit on that wall for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And their mind is messed up because it's like, dog, I thought he was gonna fight, but nah, he got me doing push-ups.
Right.
So
right.
I don't mess their mind up right to get the respect.
You going outside, they ready to tussle up, man. Come on, give me 10, 20 push-ups.
Right.
You
know?
You gotta earn that fight.
That's right.
So I mean it was that's the ones that really that's ones that catches my eye. You know, I mean, I love all of them, you know, but the ones that really, that are lost,
right.
those are the ones that has the most wisdom
yeah.
and the most love and affection inside mm-hmm. their mind and their heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever been able to pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah. That's the ones I attach myself to because I know that feeling. I know the feeling of abandonment. Losing my right. mother many, over 30-something years ago. So that feeling of abandonment, man, is
Yeah, you lost
deep.
Your mom real early.
Like yeah,
real
early. Right. It hurts. And then, you know, I had a great father, still got a great father.
Right.
And he was a very stern father. So that helps me on that side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I got both sides of the ball with these kids, and but I deal with a lot of them. I was on the phone one of them before y'all before we came in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
15, get ready to turn 16. So we'll see what he got.
Right.
And all of them got something special inside them. He's got to help bring it out of them.
That's right. Yeah. And it goes back to that scripture that God says the foolish things of the world are confound the wise.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you won't see God using that child that's all messed up. But that's the one he used.
That's the right.
That's the one he used.
The one you least expect.
Right. Yep. Lord doing fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. No. And see, and I just told that just because I know and I witnessed it and saw it because I always do it as well and talk about it and stuff. And he wanted to do it and he set his mind that I'm going to do this. Really? I'm going to do this. And he was. Pull a little to eat.
I love to eat, too. 7 days without something to eat.
But he was consistent.
I'm drinking that water, but it tastes like cheese.
Yeah. And
mind
he made it
happen.
Yep. But after those first couple of days, though, it ain't. The first two days, maybe three, that third day, it kind of kicked in like a second wind was like, okay.
You got the energy.
I got it. I ain't really got to have it like I thought. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you still be hungry, but it don't your mind don't kicked in, and it's a whole other kind of transformation in inside. Like I got it now.
What happened is you finally told that flesh to shut up. You're not gonna run this house,
right?
So once you tell that flesh to shut up, you're not gonna run this house. Mm-hmm. Your spirit man gets back on the throne because then your spirit can rule. Because you don't allow this flesh to die out. So a lot of people don't understand about fasting, but fasting kills this flesh.
Yep.
So when you dominate this flesh with that spirit man, you put that spirit man back in control. So now that spirit can rule your life, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But we just have to learn about spiritual fasting and prayer so that we can get to those things of God that we want. And you know, just thinking back on it, that's how we remember. Pug, this happened after you had did that fast.
Yeah.
You know, this is how this came about.
I didn't really realize until you said it that day. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's all about pushing the next person forward, telling that next person, what did you do? How did you get there? And so that's why I wanted to say, you know, it didn't just happen overnight or it just didn't fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
He took a step of faith to get to where we at now so that we can help and support other people and other businesses.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what we all about, help and support, uplift, you know, negative energy out the window, to the wall.
Yes, all negative energy,
But we ain't got time for it, man. Like I said, the world, negative energy don't need no help out here in this world.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we definitely not play our part to uplift and try to do things right, you know, so. Well, man, it's an honor and a privilege to have you up here, my brother. So if anything you had to tell the world, what would you tell the world?
Oh, man. Wake up every morning and never forget self.
Never forget self.
The key to that is uniting you with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that is truly just love yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Loving yourself first, you're loving the crisis inside you first.
Right.
I tell this phrase every time I end the practice with for this phrase. Mm-hmm. If each individual does the individual job, that's what makes a team.
Mm-hmm.
And the individual is you.
That's
so it's three part. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got you, mind, body, and soul.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You unite you with you. There's no racism. There's no hate. No negativity.
That's right.
There's only understanding and love.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you can understand yourself and love yourself, you can understand and love anybody else.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You got anything else, Trust?
Well, I just want to continue to tell Fred, I'm so proud of him for investing in his dream, investing in what God gave him, and just letting God use you for what you're doing. So I'm just honored and privileged to be back with you, sitting back here with you at this point where you are doing what you're doing, because before we used to work together a while back, but now to see what you're doing, it's just amazing to me.
I appreciate it.
I love
amazing.
It.
Amazing. And like I said, this man told me what he was going to do, and he did it, ladies and gentlemen. I talked to him. I said, what you doing? What's up, too, man? He was like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, what? You said you was going to do that, and you did it. Oh, man, I'm so proud of you, man. So, yeah.
I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, my brother, Mr. Fred Farmer. So please like, subscribe to all the social media platforms. Yes, another episode of the Brothers and Sisters Podcast. Y'all, Trust us, got one more thing to say.
One more thing.
Fred, say it, Trust
us. Fred, how can we contact you? How can people contact you or get in contact with you to support or donate or whatever?
Oh, man, you can go to One Blood website, and it's obmou.com, obmou.com. You can also reach out to the office, which is 919 919-944-1800. 919-944-1800. All my social media handles is One Blood, M-O-U.
One Blood, baby. Clayton, yes. North Carolina. Stand it, up. So, yeah. So, thank y'all so much. Anything else, Trezor?
Nope, that's it.
You got anything you want to tell the world, Mr. Fred?
No, man. I love y'all. Y'all stay safe.
Y'all, man. Y'all stay safe. We love y'all. Peace, and we out.
Appreciate y'all, for real.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.